Zurich. Shein medarte kimboi im bolach lal shonim oila. That's what it means. We're talking about, we don't know if he's 13 years old or not. But Rashi Shitteris Kotam Parachia means that he is Hayatamon. Rashi Allah. Omahin Shonim, what's called he came old enough? Yud Gimel Shonim Vi Yoimech. Not enough when it comes to Bar Mitzvah day, it has to be the next day or the next night after the Bar Mitzvah. There has to be 13 years and one day. The beginning of the next day, that's when it's called Gadol Midiraisam, that's when it could be Mazam with him. So, Lassiya Kotan Perach, Rashi says here means that Chur Rashi there is, he brought Shnei Cyrus, just that we don't know if he's a Gadol or not. So, says the Estakash and Rashi, it doesn't make sense, Rashi's Pshat. We just got finished saying here that he has to have two Cyrus, and Ein Medaktik and Olof Poshe Mashmi doesn't have to have two Cyrus. I was saying, what's the Chiddush and not Medaktik on him? Means Lassiya Kotan Perach. But Rashi learns Kotan Perach means he does have two Cyrus. So what do you mean Ein Medaktik Olof? What do you mean you don't look in if he has two Cyrus or not? A Kotan Perach is only someone that does have two Cyrus. So according to Rashi, it's not Lassiya anything, and it's still Shred Ein Medaktik Olof. Therefore, Tois learns Kotan Perach means he didn't bring Cyrus yet. Kotan Perach means even without Cyrus. And that's the Chiddush here. The theory was, the Mashmi do have to have Cyrus. And then it says, you don't have to have Cyrus. And Echnami, Ein Medaktik Olof means a Kotan that's 9 years old already. He's not Medaktik Olof, even though he doesn't have Cyrus. Still, you can be Mezamen Olof. That's Kaisi Shita of a Kotan Perach. I will soon say, so the Gemara is our Kofonim, but less Hilchasa, Kechol Hanishmaitso. So the Gemara Klo, we don't pass with all these halachis. Avada for minyan, you not mistar for your Nakedish, you not mistar Shabbos, you have to have 10 people there, and you have to have 3 people for Zimmer. So Poshti Gemara means even for cotton also, you can't be mistar for cotton. That will soon see that place is what we hold. Marvelous, Hilchasa, Kirchol Hanishmaitso. Ella, what do we hold like?
Kiho di Yomer Rav Nachman. This is the way Rav Nachman said that cotton, Hayodei Lemim Vorchin. If a cotton knows he has enough dots to know who he's supposed to bench for him, then Mizamnan Olav, then he could be part of the Zimun. If he has this from a Seichel, even though he's a cotton, he could be in Starif to make up the Zimun. Alright, turn over.
Then he could be Mizamnan with a cotton. It's only if he has Zimun, he can Starif a cotton. If, Shvosotish, Abaye Verova had the Yasve Kaime the Rabba. Abaye Verova was both sitting in front of Rabba. Omar Lahu, Rabba asked Abai and Rava, Lemi Mevorchin, who are you benching to? Who do you bench to? Is Amri Leh Lerachmona. One said, they both said, we're benching to the Eibishter. So Rabba asked him, then Rabba asked Abai and Rava, there are two children here, Abai and Rava. Lerachmona, Hecha Yotiv. So Rabba asked Abai and Rava, where's the Eibishter? Where does he live? Is Rava Achro Leshmet Lola. Rava pointed to the roof. He felt like he's upstairs. That's where the Eibishter is. Abaye nothing the bro, Abaye went outside. Achlo Kalpa Shemai pointed upstairs, that's where the Eibishter is. Like they knew what they're talking about. They knew the Dharma to the Eibishter, but they knew that the Eibishter is not some ghost, but the Eibishter is the Eibishter. They understood already. Is Omalu Rabba. Rabba said on these two children, Karvayichu Rabbon and Havaisu. I see Klo, you're both going to be big Tamidic Chomin. And Haino the Yam, interested of people say, Voitzin, a pumpkin. Even when they're very small, when they're just budding, you can see which pumpkin is going to be ripe and good. Here also, we're able to see Abaye and Rava, they were very young, that they're going to be chashma people. So Pasha the Maskona is that for minyan you have to have 10 people. But for mizumin, it's enough even to have a cotton. Avihi knows who is mevorchim. So right now, it could be 3 or 4 years old, as I would mash. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi Tlolo Gag Makni. Yet Makni Shalom has no sense. Wait, the last one, doesn't it? Kleiner, fish different. So, Maskon here, Poshe Mashma, here, Dele, Mima Vorkin, you are Mizam the Nolo. No. So, there's a lot of Rishas here, and Trace, there's a lot of different sheets, exactly how we hold. Trace Mashma, Kunam, Abyechin, Ablin Hero, Tahai Kotten, Paraklai, Makon, Per, Mizam the Lord, Haino Dafka, Dele, Mima Vorkin, Tavai Abinin. Then Tzeis moves down here. Tzeich Yishalmi. A few Pshon. Tzeis wants to say, V'yesh Mitzarif Mekotel Letzvila. Rak Sheyechumish B'yodin. Some people have the minute to Mitzarif. We have 9 people in a Kotel. If he's holding a Chumish, that's enough to Mitzarif. Remember, by the time the minute Shtusel, Tzeich Diyom Ota Oren Gavru, Hochanam Yotu Chumish Gavru. Chumish doesn't mean anything. Then Vayit plays brings down the Mitorch Yerushalmi, Zeh Pirush Ri, the Einoisin Kotan Snifli Asura. The meaning is not to make a kotan for a minion, learn a tefillah, not to use them for 10-person davening, but learn the Birchas HaMozin, not for Birchas HaMozin. Megayoi Marie, Shagam Rabbeinu Tam, Atzmoi, Vahoyinoi, Lassus Kain, Lassus Kotin, Snifli Asura, Vahoyosa Maitha. Zirka Chasimu Chumish Biyodin Lamahani Kirafrashni, Kivad Layasni Kotin Levadri. It doesn't help. So the minig is what we're supposed to know is that we're not mitzvah for cotton for anything. A cotton is not mitzvah for laminion for 10 people. But the Ramah brings down that the mokim hatorah for shasat chak, you could be mitzvah for cotton for minion if he's holding the chumash for a sefer Torah. And that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even then people are mechulam. The Chumash told him in August that some people hold you never mitzvah for cotton, and some people hold that b'shasat chak, if it's a big turf to have a minion, you could be mitzvah for cotton with the chumash. That's the shalos here in places. When it gets to zimun though, for zimun it's like this, we hold, that if you have the cotton, it depends. For zimun, if you want him to be mezamin, if you want him to be mitzvah, avihis ba mitzvah, he has to be ba mitzvah to be mitzvah for zimun. We don't hold from a cotton. He has to be yud gimul shonim. Adi is Echad, then we let him be Mizamin with us. There's another halacha though. He's not called a Godel Midirais until he has two things. He's Bar Mitzvah and he has Shnei Cyrus. So we're not in the bank again, he has the Shnei Cyrus if we still want to be Mitzvah with him to the Zimun. But in the case we want to let him be Moitzi the Rabbim, let him make the Birchas of Zimun. If he Moitzi the Rabbim, then we're Mitzvah again, he shouldn't do it, only if he has two Cyrus. But the Maitre, we feel that we're con when we don't do anything.
It's called Rashid Sir.
I'm not sure. Amr Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shemes, Mishmei Derav, Tisha Ochlu Dogen. You have 9 people washed, they ate dogen, they ate bread, V'yechad Ochlu Yoro, and the 10th person only ate vegetables. He didn't eat bread, or didn't even eat a mezoinis. He's mitzarfen. He can starve to make a zimun burn the Baruch Elokeinu. Adi, he ate something that he has to make a burn of poshes with. He ate a yerek, a vegetable, he has to make a burn of poshes. He can starve with it. Amr Rav Zeru, Boy Mayor of Yehuda, Shmai Namal, what about if 8 people ate bread and 2 people ate the yerek? Shiva Mahu, Omale Loshino, that's also good. If we have 7 people washed and 3 people just eat yerek, you can starve them to say Lokeinu. Shisha, Soktavadi Lomi Boyle. I don't have to shout about Shisha. Omale of Yumiya, Shapa Abdis Lei Boylechot. Very good. Why didn't he ask the question about 6 people? If 6 people washed and had Hamoitzi, then 4 didn't. Why? Because sometime Amai Mishrum Nikaruba. Why do we say if 7 people washed? It's enough to have 3 people just sitting in Yerek, because 12 people washed, the Kur Hochinami, Nikaruba. Without 6 people washed and made Hamoitzi, that's enough. You have rogue people that washed, you can make a Zimun with a Lokeinu. So the more the heels serve the heels. No, Ruba the Minka Abinit. You have to have the minka of the right. Therefore, 7 people washed, right people is nikur. Even though the last 3 just made yerokes, they can be staffed to say the baruch elokeinu. Mashen kein, when you have 6, that's not nikur so much, then you don't say elokeinu. Now, the Gemara talks about 10 people. The question is, what about the 3 people? Let's say you have 2 people washed and have the bench, and the 3rd person comes along, just has yerokes, just eats some other vegetables. Could it be mitzvah with us or not? So Toshis has a topic about it. But Lalachit brought down that even by Sholish, that if you have 2 people that washed, and the 3rd person sat down next to them and did eat something or drank something, that he has to make a bar in the poshet, you could make a zimun. So the little chiluk is like this. When you have 7 people
and you get three more people to sit down to eat something to make the Baruch Hashem, there's an Indian material to do it. There's an Indian material to try and send the Baruch Hashem. But Hashem, if you only have two people sitting down, then there's no Indian to look after a third person, tell somebody, come, do us a favor and take a drink and be with Sarah Fizimin. Then you have the chiyuv to bring him over. But as long as the third person comes over and does eat something, then we hope we do make a zimun. And no matter what he ate, Avi has to make a bracha achrona, even a burn of hashem. Avi not water. Water is not chashev enough. But if he took soda, if he took any type of an achila, that he has to make a burn of hashem, then you could make a zimun. Same thing here also. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the same story. There's food that's still going on. Calls the man that either they didn't wash my machreinim or just have a nevorah. The food is still going on. Right. Yanai Malko Mahuso Kricha Ritza Badiadori. Has the Melech Yanai with his queen. They have had a suda to stay together. Only the Kotel Rabbonin, he killed out all the Rabbonin. But he had like English the Ruche. If he didn't know how to make Ruche Samozin, and he didn't have anybody else to bench for him. Omar Lilith Vesu, he told his wife, Man Yoyevlon Gavrod Mavarachlon, who's going to give us somebody to bench for us? And now he felt bad. Poshid Yanni was a Russia, but he was a Yid. And now he felt bad that he didn't know how to bench. His Omar Lilith, so his wife told him, the Malka told him, Ishtabali, flip me. See, my senior Lachor Gavri, if I bring you a person, a Talmud Chochem, to lay Mitzasale, you won't do anything to him. You won't do any harm to him. His kid Yanni just killed out all the Talmud Chochem, because he was afraid if she tell him there's one Talmud Chochem alive, he'll go and kill him also. So Ishtabalo, Yanai swore that he's not going to do any harm to his Talmud Chochem. I see, say, the Shimon Becheta. So the Malka brought out Shimon Becheta Chachva. That was her brother. A her brother, she hid and saved Shimon Becheta. His eyes were better than they do. So they put Shimon ben Shetach between Yanai and his Malka. Omale, so she said to him, Chaziz kama yekorah avidnu l'chor. She told Shimon ben Shetach, look how much covet I'm giving you. I'm letting you come and sit between me and the king. Omale, so Shimon ben Shetach answered back, Lav apka makirisli, it's not you that's giving me the covet. El araisi de makirli. It's the Torah that I learned, the fact that I'm a Talmud Chochem, that's what's giving me the covet. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Tal sula otrum emeka, Tasla means learn a lot in Torah and be misroime, pick up the Torah, tichab dechom, she tichab kenu. That if your mechabka means if you hug it, the Torah, it will be mechabed you. So the Torah is mechabed you. See, as Shimon Shem says, since he was a Talmud Chochem, that's where he got the covet. Not you give me the covet, but the Torah gave me the covet. He's on the law, so Yanai told his the queen, Kochazet lo mechabos maris. Look, he's not being mechabal like our Malchus, he's like being rebelling. But he couldn't do anything, Yanai, because the fourth he swore he wouldn't touch him. Is Yoyevlo Kisla Ruche. So Yanai gave him a cost to bench for them. If Shiani thought that his wife had given a staff in the Zimun, he only had those two in him, so there's only three. Anisha Nam Star. But Kofa, he gave him a cost to bench. So it could be worse than Al Zimun here, but my wife says it was Al Zimun, you see.
So I'm not sure what happened. Maybe the third person there also, maybe.
So Shema Shetha said, what can I do? How can I make a Zimun now? Should I say Boruch Shochal Yanai v'Chaverov Mishaloi? Should I say Boruch Shochal Yanai v'Chaverov Mishaloi that they ate? But the Alamo the Bruna Limit Boruch Shochal knew. I have to say I ate. Here I didn't eat anything yet. So how could I bench Zimun for them?
So Ashi Heki Boruch
Lenanesi. I didn't have any unknown. I didn't eat anything in the Sudi yet. Is I'm the Boruch Shochal Yanai v'Chaverov Mishaloi b'Tmiya? How can I say that? So you see the Wachaverov here, it's good. You see Yanai v'Chaverov, Yanai had other people living there also. So there were other people living there. So it's good why there was a Chiyu Zimun. But since Shim Meshach didn't eat anything, he says, I can't make Mezumin. Here's the Maestro was Shafiyo Lehu Kosa. So he drank up the whole Kais. Yoyev Leh Kosa Achwina, then they gave him another Kos. And Ubarach, then he benched Birchas Azimun. So Maestro says, he held that if he drank something, he has to make a Birch Achwina on that. He could say, Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi. So the Gemara Omalei Abba Brei the Rav Chiya Barabba Omer Rav Yechid Shimon ben Shetach B'yovid Legarmei Hu D'yovid. That's the Shimon Shetach did this Maisa just by drinking wine. He benched to be Maisa the other one. It's his own Shita. D'yovid the Legarmei, he did according to his own Shita. Means to say we are Machulak on him. Trashi Legarmei Hu D'yovid and other Maidulei. Nobody's Maidulei to Shimon Shetach. But he did wrong. It's not enough just to drink wine. Why? The Yochi Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechinis.
Liyolom eini moitzi yet the rabbi de chevosa. There's a difference. If you want a bench to be moitzi the other ones, you want to be the mezamein. You can't be the mezamein at shiyecho kezayis dogin. Unless you eat a kezayis of bread that you have a chiyah to bench yourself. Kozaman, you don't have a chiyah to bench. You can't be the mezamein. Before we said you could be mitzaref. If you have two other people, they ate bread. If they want to be the mezamein, then it's good. You can mitzaref with them. You can answer. But for you to be the mezamein to say birchas hamazon to be moitzi the rabbi,
the kasher
is how could you be moitzi? You have the people benching. They ate kedai tzviya. They have to bench midiraita. You're not mechuyah to bench midiraita. How could you moitzi them? The drashi, since you're mechuyah with the rabbanon to bench, that's called you mechuyah with the, and you can moitzi the rabbi also. The infamous fact Rashi of the Zoy, the cotton should give a chinuch we had before, holoyamahochi. We said that a cotton can bench for his father. I, a cotton should give a chinuch is mechuyim in Rabbanan. So once he's mechuyim in Rabbanan, let him be called, he's mechuyim in Dover, he can make his father. So Rashi, Yahu, a chinuch, a filo in Rabbanan loy mechayim. A cotton has no chuyim to do the mitzvah. The Olaydi, Yahu, a hod the Ram of the Chnuche. Rashi, a chinuch, that the chiyim chinuch is upon the father. The father has a chiyim to see his kid to do the mitzvah. But it's not sharp to Rabban to put chiv upon the cotton. The cotton is not mechiv at all. Therefore, the cotton can't be moitzi's father. But here, where you ate a shear with the Rabbanan, you have a chiv on yourself to bench, so then you can be moitzi the Rabban. So this is Rashi Shita. So it's the Kash and the Kuregi, it's the Kash like this. The Gemara before says an Isha also can't bench to be moitzi your husband, even though an Isha is not in mechiv with the Rabbanan. So who you see, even though you're chiv with the Rabbanan, you can't be moitzi someone mechiv with the Raisa. That's the way that first Kash and Rashi. Therefore, Tais learns a little different. Tais learns that Avad is said is, by all birchas and mitzvahs, we can be mitzvah of the other person even though we're not mechuyim. Our birchas arvin, call yourself Avadin Zelazel. Moshe, you heard shofar already, and you want to blow to somebody who didn't hear shofar yet. Since he has a chiyah to do the mitzvah now, call yourself Avadin Zelazel, the chiyah looks to chani, to like I'm mechuyim to see you should do your mitzvah. Therefore, I can make the bracha for you. Because I have a raven to see you should do the mitzvah. But by birchas hanen, it's not that way. You want to make a bar priyat, I can't make a bar priyat for you. Why? Because the svar is, you're not mechuyah to make the bar priyat. Just if you want to have anor, you have to have it. I'm not having the anor, I can't make the bracha. If I want to make a bar priyat, it might see you only if I eat an apple also. But if you're eating the apple, I can't make a bracha for you. So I say, okay, benching is different. Benching here ready, they ate already. Since they ate already, now it's a chiyah upon them to bench. If I'm midiraita, they have a chiyah to bench, there is the yisrael of arvin. So midiraita, I could bench for them, even though I didn't eat anything. Because since them a chiyah to bench, kol yisrael reizim zelazeh gives me a chiyah to bench for you. So Torah says, only the rabbonim de galocha. Not nice to say, birchas hazimun, to say shachal no mishloi. But not nice to say, the hilchos benching, if you didn't eat. Therefore, with the rabbonim, you have to eat a shiyah of the kezai. It's only the rabbonim de galocha. But midiraita, he could be nice to the other one, hilchos benching, since he has a chiyah to bench. But that's the chiddush here, that you can only bench for somebody else, with the rabban, if you at least ate a kezayis bread. If you just drank yayin, you can't be mighty the other person. The Gemara kasha meitzei, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Oimer Allah, the heis to be mohem, afilu loy tovu li mohem, ela betzir. He says, when two people ate bread, and he came in, he was the third one, he was meitzev with them, and he only did loy tovu li mohem ela betzir, he ate something just betzir, because he didn't eat bread even. He only ate one date, and he benched with them. So he didn't eat a kezayis bread. How could he bench with them? And the Gemara tells us, mitzaref is terufim mitzaref. That's true that he had before. If you want to be mitzaref with them, not as birchas hazimun, they're going to bench, and you want to just answer, Baruch Shachan Mishaloi, if he ate anything that needed a bracha chorinda, you can mitzaref with them. When you want to bench, you want to say the bracha, you might see them, yidechavosin, at yochel kezayis dodin. Then, with the rabbonin, you can only be might see the rabbin if you eat at least a kezayis. Without a kezayis, you can't be might see the rabbin. If manam yam rab chono ab rab yuda, b'shmei the rabba, afilu loy tovu li moy melabatir. You only ate something, just put something into the gravy.